Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Good Girl Overboard by Denise Swanson. Narrated by Samantha Summers. Chapter 1. I'm only doing this for the money. One last time, and never again. Negative thoughts ran through Darcy Simmons' head like an incessant loop of demoralizing muzak as she inched her way forward in line. Eventually, the words oozing through her mind penetrated her consciousness and she came to an abrupt halt. She stamped her foot and screamed, "Shit, shit, shit!" Oblivious to the strange looks and whispers of the people edging past her, Darcy looked upward and demanded, "What is wrong with me?" Even though no answer was forthcoming, she continued to talk to the bright blue sky. "I swore I would make this a positive experience, to take this chance to be different and reinvent myself, to be a bad girl for once and have a wild, amazing sexual adventure." As she finished her rant, a wizened old man squeezing by her stopped, pressed his body against hers, and said,
"Alexei Dimitrov at your service. Suite P-120.
Before she could respond, he tipped his fedora, gave her a lascivious wink, and moved on. Great. Now she had an admirer who was older than Yoda and twice as wrinkled. Her cheeks red, she tried to regain her chick with an attitude persona. But no matter how many times she told herself, this was the beginning of an exciting journey, it still felt like she was climbing the stairs to the guillotine rather than mounting the gangway to an ultra-luxurious cruise ship. Darcy rejoined the line, her sense of doom increasing when the procession ground to a sudden halt. Within minutes, she became aware of the sun mercilessly beating down on her. She had forgotten how much warmer Florida was than Illinois. Beads of perspiration formed on her forehead and prickled under her arms. September might mean the beginning of fall in Chicago. But in Fort Lauderdale, it was still hot and humid. She put her purse, carry-on, and laptop case down between her feet, wiped her face with a tissue from her pocket, and stretched, trying to ease the pain between her shoulder blades. The long trip was starting to wear her down. She found it hard to believe the cruise line's Air Sea Department couldn't find her a nonstop flight. Having to change planes at Atlanta's notoriously difficult airport was definitely a strike against them. Attempting to achieve a zen-like approach to her situation, Darcy took a deep breath and immediately choked. Ick. Instead of the clean ocean scent she had been expecting, she'd gotten a wave of sickly sweet perfume. The woman in front of her must have marinated in a vat of eau de cotton candy. Once Darcy's coughing fit was over, the depressing chorus in her mind attempted to start up once again, but she quickly stifled it. The travel difficulties, the heat, and the smells were all temporary. Soon she would be on board, and her adventure would begin. With the encouragement of her BFFs, Sheridan, Delaney, and Lucy, Darcy had come up with a fantastically brilliant plan to turn the disappointment of having to return to a job she had grown to hate to her advantage. Previously, she had only expressed the naughty side of her personality in the novel she was working on. But with her pals spurring her on, Darcy had decided this was her chance to trade in her Miss Goody Two-Shoes image for a pair of bright red stilettos and to use those spike heels to take a walk on the wild side. Now, all she had to do was find the right man. So far, the pickings had been mighty slim. Her fellow passengers seemed to be mostly couples. Among the few single men, there seemed to be more Mr. Magoos than Mr. Magnificence on board. And just this one time in her life, she intended to be shallow. She'd choose a lover for his appearance, not his character. A man who was well-versed in the art of pleasuring a woman, but not interested in any emotional ties. A guy she could kiss goodbye at the end of the 10-day cruise and not remember his name by the time her plane touched down at O'Hare. In sum, a Ken doll with working parts and a much bigger joystick between his thighs than the original plastic toy. Darcy's wicked train of thought derailed when a drop of sweat trickled down her nose. The salty taste on her lips brought her back to reality with a thud. Great. She hated to think of what she looked like, hair frizzing in the humidity, any trace of makeup long since melted away, and clothes wrinkled from the long trip. She definitely needed a shower before beginning the search for her dream date. Someone clearing their throat made Darcy realize that the line had started moving. And with an apologetic smile, she bent to scoop up her belongings. Juggling her purse, carry-on, and laptop, she attempted to take a hasty step forward. But a sudden gust of wind rocked the unsteady gangway, and her knees buckled. Stumbling backwards, she collided with the man behind her. Horrified, Darcy stared as his sunglasses were jolted from his face and his briefcase dropped from his hand, bounced, and flew through the open railing. For a moment, it hovered in midair like a stealth bomber, then plunged to the dock below, where it burst open and spilled its contents into the ocean. Darcy's eyes widened as she watched the papers become soggy and begin to sink. Reluctantly, she turned to face the guy whose property she had just destroyed. Her gaze ran from tan ankles between tobacco-brown boat shoes and khaki pants to broad shoulders straining the fabric of a black polo shirt. Moving upwards, crisp, sun-streaked hair and faded denim blue eyes completed the yummy package. Oh my God. He was gorgeous. The words of remorse she had been about to utter died on her lips. Her mouth went dry, and it felt as if a swarm of bees had been set loose in her chest. Then, as she tried to clear the lust from her brain, his incredible eyes locked onto hers. She felt a sizzling jab in her stomach, and her mind went blank. He continued to stare at her for a moment, forehead furrowed and nostrils flared, clearly angry, clearly expecting an apology. When she didn't speak, he shook his head, growled something indistinguishable, and turned his back on her. Fluidly, he made his way down the gangway, slipping through the crowd with a practiced graze, and disappeared from her sight. It was only as the mob pressed Darcy forward that she remembered to inhale. When the oxygen reached her brain, she regained her wits, and it hit her. She hadn't even said she was sorry. She couldn't just board the ship as if nothing had happened. Hurriedly, she turned and tried to follow him, but moving against the throng wasn't as easy as he made it look. Fighting the people determined to go up while she attempted to go down, she cursed the sales clerk who had talked her into buying such a straight, short skirt. But then Darcy hadn't bought it to wear for a cruise. She'd been shopping for her Parisian honeymoon. The one that would never take place. At least, not with her as the bride. Rumor had it that her ex-fiancé and his nymphette du jour had enjoyed the trip. An unexpected stab of pain and regret stole her breath. If only he hadn't turned out to be such a rat bastard, things would have been so different. Enough! Darcy forced the pang of regret out of her head. She needed to concentrate on finding and apologizing to the hunk that she'd accidentally assaulted. After what seemed like an eternity, she finally reached the bottom of the gangway, only to find her exit blocked by a man in a white uniform. The single gold bar on his shoulder indicated he was some sort of officer. He held up a clipboard as if it were a stop sign and spoke in accented English.
Miss, you are going the wrong way.
Yes, I know, but I'm looking for someone. Darcy tried to see past him. Did you notice an angry passenger in a black polo shirt come past here a few minutes ago? The officer paused before answering, a confused look in his eyes.
No, no passenger, miss. Passengers not allowed off ship. Now, you go back. We leave very, very soon.
Darcy stood on tiptoe and looked around. She caught a glimpse of her quarry squatting on the dock, while several crew members attempted to fish out his papers from the water. His air of authority, even in such an awkward position, was too powerful to miss, as were the appeal of his muscled thighs and powerful forearms. She found herself studying him. He truly was the most delicious man she'd ever seen. When she tried to step off the metal stairs to go toward him, the officer in front of her held out his arms, refusing to allow her to pass. His voice became higher, and he spoke more rapidly.
Miss, you know leave the ship. Please turn around.
But, using his clipboard, he herded her up the stairs backward, as if she were an unruly sheep. And he, the harried shepherd. While she retreated, Darcy waved and shouted, Sir! Sir! I'm very sorry for bumping into you! Is there anything? The man never looked up, and her voice trailed off as she spotted a pair of sunglasses lying on the gangway. Mr. Gorgeous had lost his Ray-Bans when she collided with him. She bent to pick up the shades. Fortunately, they hadn't been stepped on and broken. Even better, there was a name engraved on the earpiece. M. James. Smiling, she tucked the wayfarers into the pocket of her blazer. Returning them would give her a chance to say she was sorry for scattering his papers. And if she were lucky, he might let her make it up to him in a way that would be a pleasure for both of them. Captain Mitchell James crouched near his decimated briefcase, watching as several of his crew tried to rescue the sodden papers from the water. He swore as he packed away the salvaged documents. Of all the hassles he had to deal with in his job, none aggravated him more than silly women walking around his ship in high heels. And then, not to even apologize. She was probably one of those rich, spoiled, rotten daddy's girls who would never admit they were at fault. No matter what they did, they felt their beauty and wealth excused their behavior.
He'd run into enough of them over the years to recognize their demeanor. Women who had never heard the word no, and too often.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?